Runaways by Victoria Cooper.
I am sitting here. I am 7 years old and I have just run away from home. Nobody knows I am here. Nobody has even noticed. But I know. I know that when they don't hear the kitchen cupboard door slam shut as I reach up for my sugar puffs, they will not turn over, murmuring in their sleep, but they will open the other eye in mild interest. I planned it all, you see. Squeezing through my attic bedroom window, shrugging on my duffel coat, and then trudging up the hill to meet my best friend on the corner by the dead cat. We met at our rendezvous in whispers that were muffled beneath our woolen mittens, breath puffing out between us in the still night air. We were elated that our conspiratorial planning during playtime, hanging upside down on the monkey bars, had led us there. We had escaped. I never really did it, of course. I am sitting here on this bench with her, sharing pear drops out of a crumpled paper bag, but I'm not. I'm actually lying under my patchwork quilt, staring at the clouds riding fast before the moon outside my small bedroom window. I only ever run away in that space where we drift between awake and sleep. The plans are so intricate, so precise, but I always make the same mistake. I never keep awake. The next day at school, I ask her, "Did you go to that bench? Did you sneak out of your bed?" And she shyly shakes her plaits, and I feel happy and disappointed at the same time. Then we start our plans all over again. Something I've never told anyone. I've always wanted to be somewhere other than where I am now. I am here, and I am not here. I am old now, and I walk through these rooms vacuuming and kneading dough, but really, I'm still sitting on a bench in the dark, watching clouds riding fast before the moon. I am waiting for my adventure to start, while I dust the table legs and shake out the pillowcases. I follow my husband's mouth with my doting eyes as he tells me about his day, but really, I am back there, pushing my feet into red wellies and pulling on my rucksack full of beanos and polo mints. I am always planning my escape. I wish I had done it, even just once. Later, when I met up with my best friend again, I wanted to go back to our planning, to take up where we left off, upside down on the monkey bars. She has 3 children and a Fitbit now, and I saw with some sadness that we seemed to be greater strangers than before. I knew the moment she ordered a skinny flat white with oat milk, she no longer wanted to eat pear drops in the dark.